From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm half anchor, half man, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Great to see you. Good to be back with you guys in Chicago. It was one of those weeks that made you seek out some comfort, you know? But not just any comfort, but the comfort of trustworthy, stalwart, honest authority. In other words, it's a good time to turn to science fiction, which is why we are so excited. We'll be talking to Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Sir Patrick Stewart. Yes! Later on in the show, he'll make us all feel better. But in the meantime, your mission is to seek out your phone and dial 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matthew Rudolph from Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. How wonderful.
I know.
No one ever really says that, but I meant it. What do you do there?
I'm a student researcher. Everything from pine scrubs to elephants. Hmm.
So I mean, just you walk out your door and it depends on what you find? Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah, we have a huge arboretum here. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but the elephants is what's sort of weird.
Yeah.
And pine scrub sounds like a cleaning product.
Either it's what you wear when you like do surgery in the woods. You wear pine scrubs.
Yes. Well, that's our show for this week.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, welcome to the show, Matthew. Let me introduce you to our panel. First up, the man behind Esquire's politics blog, Written with Fire. It's Charlie Pierce. Next, she's a writer on the upcoming Yahoo series Other Space from Paul Feig. It's Shelby Farrow. Yeah. And an author, humorist, craftsman, father, and astronaut with an introduction that's 80% true, Tom Baudette.
Hello, Matthew.
Welcome to the show, Matthew. You're going to play Who's Bill this time? Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
Sounds great.
All right. Here is your first quote.
I have no idea what's going on.
That was Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia as the House debated the Cromnibus, the bill they hoped would stop what from happening?
Oh, the government shutdown.
That's exactly right. The government shutdown. It would be prevented this time around by the Cromnibus. Now, despite its name, the Cromnibus is not a big bus used to carry around the extended family of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. It's a massive $1.1 trillion spending bill, part continuing resolution, that's the CR, and part Optimus Prime, the good transformer.
Didn't we just have a shutdown?
Oh, yeah, we did. Like, a little bit more than a year ago.
Yeah.
Does this happen? Is this a thing? Is this a yearly thing?
Given your youth, it actually, for you, might be a yearly thing.
That's true, yeah.
Well, Shelby, when two parties hate each other very much...
sometimes
they get together. They get together and they talk, and then comes the Cromnibus. But the bill was passed, just barely, so the good news is we have a government. The bad news is it's this government.
But now they get to say all aboard the Cromnibus.
Yeah!
So we're all winners.
Matthew, your next quote comes from a man reporting on some visitors to New York this week.
Kate is really stunning, gorgeous, elegant, perfect. William, he's nice too.
That was the manager of a New York radio station talking about meeting what couple of tourists in New York this week?
Oh, the Prince and the Duchess of Cambridge.
Yes, indeed, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate and William, the Duchess of Cambridge and her husband, the Duke of Earl, came to the U.S. this week for a visit. First stop, seeing LeBron James versus the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. They didn't have tickets. They were just lost and went toward the first place with a vaguely British name on the sign. Barclay Center. Perhaps we shall meet there Sir Charles Barclay. Now, the basketball game did not happen without controversy. LeBron James, who played at the Nets single-handedly, he's a good player. They came off the court to meet the royal couple, right? And he's all sweaty. He hasn't showered yet. And he puts his arm around the Duchess. You are not supposed to do that. She did not seem offended because she is, of course, a princess. From this moment on, LeBron's right armpit will smell like lavender and happiness.
Did it feel weird coming here that we, like, fought to not be part of Britain?
I think they're over that.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah,
it's not like they took South Carolina home or something. Yeah, well, maybe they could have.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. I mean, it must be weird for Prince William. I mean, he looks like, you know, face, he looks like Bob from accounting, right?
And then
he's traveling with this beautiful princess who's the greatest, like the quote that Bill opened with there. I mean, kind of,
you know, that quote that he opened with. Well, the prince is super ugly and his wife's mad hot.
Yeah.
That quote.
Well, yeah, that one.
Heard.
Right,
well,
Bill?
You know
yeah.
what you know what they say about guys like Prince William. He's much taller when he stands on his throne. Really, I've read that. Honestly, according to a lot of studies of female psychology, a lot of women are really turned on by you being the heir to a major European monarchy. That apparently.
I didn't know that.
It helps you punch above your weight in the dating scene, is what you're saying. All right, very good, Matt. Here is your last quote.
The world needs to know that there's a virus deadlier than Taylor Swift.
That was a man named Kevin Say. He was offering one of many reactions on Twitter to the fact that who had beaten Taylor Swift for the Time Magazine Person of the Year title?
Ooh. I'm going to go with Peter Sagal.
Close.
So, no, it went, sadly, I was overlooked again. I don't know how that happened. It was not me. Do you know who it was?
Weird Al Yankovic?
No.
Interesting he would go from Peter Sagal to Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
That was your one step.
I know. There. No, the answer is Ebola. They gave it to Ebola. Picking a virus is unusual. Interviewed at its home inside a red blood cell, Ebola said it was proud of its hard work and looked forward to trying some new projects next year.
No, it was the doctor.
Oh, no, you're right. Yes,
it
I'm sorry.
It was the doctor.
It was not. They didn't give it to the virus. They gave it to the people who are fighting the virus. Oh, great job, Time. Make Ebola even matter. As per usual, they listed runners-up that included Roger Goodell of the NFL and Taylor Swift.
You're kidding.
No, that's true. They were
Roger Goodell?
Yeah, as a runner-up.
Ebola had a better year than Roger Goodell.
I know. Bill, how did Matt do in our quiz?
You know, we called 2 out of 3 a winner in our book.
Well done.
So, Matthew, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Take care.
All right.